Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Chakravarti Prabhuji to enlighten us on topic Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, 28th Chapter, 19th verse onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. We are very fortunate to have you on the call, Prabhuji. Please take over the call, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So we are reading from, we'll do Mangalacharan and then we'll do Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Thapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathamritam Sansajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalitam Shri Vishakhamritam Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminite Namine Namaste Saraswate Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshe Shunyavadi Bhashyade Deshitane Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Deva Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurati Srimam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deena Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Bhakti Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshuri Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bheva Chapatita Nam Pavane Dhyo Vaishnavi Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasabhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 20, Chapter entitled Lord Vishnu's Appearance in the Sacrificial Arena of Maharaj Prithu. Text number 19. Bhagavan Atha Vishwatma Vithuno Parata Ranaha Samudhihanaya Bhaktya Grihinta Charanam Bhujaha. What the word meaning? Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ataha, thereupon, Vishwatma, the Super Soul, Prithuna, by King Prithu, Uparita, being offered, Arhana, all the paraphernalia for worship. Samujanaya, Samujjihanyaya, gradually increased, Bhaktya, whose devotional service, Grihita, taken, Charanam Bhujaha, his lotus feet. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. King Prithu abundantly worshipped the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was so merciful to him. While worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord, King Prithu gradually increased his ecstasy in devotional service. Purport. When various ecstasies appear in the body of a devotee, it is to be understood that his devotional service has become perfect. There are many types of transcendental ecstasies in the form of crying, laughing, perspiring, falling down, and crying like a madman. All these symptoms are sometimes visible on the body of a devotee. they are called Ashtasatvika Vikar, which means eight kinds of transcendental transformations. They are never to be imitated, but when a devotee actually becomes perfect, these symptoms are visible on his body. The Lord is Bhaktivatsal, which means that he is inclined towards his pure devotee, Bhakta. Therefore, the transcendental ecstatic transaction between the Supreme Lord and his devotee is never like the activities of this material world. Hare Krishna. So you all have been reading and hearing and discussing on this wonderful pastime of King Prithu, how Vena, being such a demoniac king, was killed by Brahmanas, and Prithu appeared from the dead body of King Vena. So we can see this kind of technology, what scientists are talking today, was very much prevalent even in the Satyuga. And not only that, here Prithu appeared from the dead body. So this is what the Brahmins can do, the power. And then King Prithu, he appeared, he was glorified, then he transformed the entire earth, made it more visible for agriculture and other things. And then King Prithu, after making sure that everything is perfect in the kingdom, he wanted to perform Ashwamedh Yajna, horse sacrifices. One who performs 100 Ashwamedh Yajnas, he becomes eligible to sit on the throne or the post of Indra. So then Indra becomes also, the Indra who is sitting there, he becomes a little nervous, insecure, when he sees someone is performing 100 Ashwamedh Yajna. Even though King Prithu, who is a Shaktyavesh avatar and a pure devotee of Lord, he has no interest to become Indra. But still, when till 99 years, Indra was becoming gradually nervous, but now he saw that Prithu is on the century. One more shot and he'll become eligible to be in the race of becoming Indra. So my position is not safe, not secure. The entire material world, everyone is trying to safeguard and secure their position, which eventually will be destroyed, either by the death of that person or the position itself, the world itself will destroy, or the Mahapralaya will take place and every entire universe will be destroyed. But still, this is Maya. This is Krishna's most powerful, wonderful, amazing external illusory energy which puts even saintly people who are not completely situated in Krishna consciousness, even they are put under illusion. Even the intelligent of the people are put under illusion. Even the people who know all the Vedas are put under illusion. Maya is so powerful. So, Indra became insecure. So he wanted to steal. Now he thought how to stop. This is a problem. This is again relationship issues. Sometimes we go around and around, beat around the bush and do something which is not proper. rather than approaching directly. If Indra would have approached, just imagine if Indra would have approached King Prithu directly, saying that, my dear Lord, you are king, you are pure devotee of Lord, you are Saptavesh avatar, please do not perform this 100, this last yajna, and don't make my position insecure. Maybe, which is assuming, maybe Prithu would have told, okay, if you want, you keep it, I will not perform. Krishna has to perform different leelas and teach us many things. So Indra started approaching. Now how? He has to stop the yajna. So what to do? Now there is an Ashwamedh yajna, and the Ashwa is the center. It is most important. If Ashwa is not there, how will it become first sacrifice? So then Indra thought, let me go and steal the horse. Now we don't know how Indra looks. People of Kali Yuga, they do not know how these demigods look. But people in those times, they used to see demigods on and off, regularly visit earthly planet, and they would see. Now Indra thought, if I will come in my original form, people will know that I am Indra. So he changed the form, tried to steal, actually stole the horse, and Prithu's son, who became Indrajit, he got the horse back once, twice, thrice, and every time he would think, oh, he is a saintly person. Even though the Brahmins told to son of Prithu that he is Indra and kill him for stealing the horse. But because he is in a Brahminical dress, he is like a saintly person, even though wearing the dress of a sadhu, he didn't want to kill him. And finally Prithu Maharaj became very angry, and he was about to get up from the yajna and kill the Brahmin. Said, no. They told that, Prithu, you have already taken a vow to complete this yajna. You don't go in between. And why for this small Indra you have to go? We'll finish him off. So they started chanting mantra, and Indra started falling in the yajna. Brahma has to intervene. If Indra is gone, who will take care of the world, of the universe? So then Brahma has to intervene, and Brahma came, and one of the best philosophies, if you see, dealing with insecurity, dealing with envy, both Brahma and now the Supreme Lord, just 3 verses before, all these 16 verses were spoken, 16 verses spoken by the Supreme Lord and Brahma. They spoke about insecurity, about envy, about competitive mentality. All these anarthas what we see very rampant in this material world, very systematically, scientifically, very nicely it has been explained. What are the cause of this disease and what is the solution of this disease? So I would request, please read these instructions, the discussion between Brahma and Prithu when Lord Brahma came, and the instruction given by Supreme Lord to Prithu Maharaj. These two sections everyone must read again and again, again and again, because even though we look like devotees, we have tilak on our forehead, we have pantimala, we have dress of saffron dress of a sadhu, still these anarthas are prevalent in our consciousness. And of all the anarthas, these are more dangerous, most dangerous. Why? Because when we become insecure and we are living in the society of devotees, something we will do and harm other devotees. That's the nature of insecurity. To secure our position, we will definitely do something which will harm other devotees. And that will lead to Vaishnava Prada. We'll become very competitive, we'll become envious of devotees, we'll have false ego, and all these things will be in relation with devotees. So this anatta is not an ordinary anatta. Because other devotees are involved, so this is more dangerous. And it can lead to Vaishnava offense. Like Chitraketu Maharaj. Now, how dangerous Vaishnava offense can be? Chitraketu Maharaj, he, when his son died, Harshashoka, he got instruction from Narada and Indramani, and he was pacified. Then he started, he completely renounced everything, became a devotee, became a pure devotee, got the darshan, audience of the Lord, face to face, one to one. He was talking with the Lord, and the Supreme Lord assured him that he will go back to Godhead. And then he was just traveling all over the world, all over the universe. He didn't offend Lord Shiva, but still he shouldn't have laughed. Mother Parvati, she got very much offended and she cursed him to become a demon. So a devotee who has got the audience of the Supreme Lord, he's on the way to Vaikuntha, and still this Vaishnava offense can drag you down to the most abominable species of demon. Even though after that, immediately after that, he became Vritrasura and he left this world and went to Vaikuntha. That's true, but Vaishnava offense can be extremely dangerous. So we have to understand that. And what are the root cause of this Vaishnava offense, this competitive mentality, envy, false ego? These are the main problems. And all these instructions by Lord Brahma and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayana, these both instructions, when we read again and again, we will definitely understand why things are happening in our life and we'll be more peaceful. Sometimes it may happen that I preach to a devotee and bring him to the temple and, you know, help him to chant, come to 16 rounds, follow 4 regulative principles, get initiated, join temple full time. Everything it appears that I am doing. And then gradually he picks up. And he's like, well, almost equal to me, or he sometimes, you know, there's a possibility many times it has happened that the preacher or the person who's preached goes ahead of preacher. He gets more facility, his sadhana is better, he gets more popularity. And then his services, his bhakti is all increasing. So the preacher is not convinced. I'm not saying if the preacher has information or not. If the preacher is not convinced completely and thoroughly why these things are happening, he will consider himself the cause of all the causes, especially, at least, particularly related to that devotee. And now that devotee who was preached by him has gone ahead. If this devotee is not convinced, it will burn his heart. There will be fire in his heart. Pain him so much because of envy, because of competitiveness. And then definitely there are chances that he will do something to drag him down. And that is Vaishnava offense. So that is why these instructions given by Supreme Lord and Lord Brahma are very important to understand why things are happening. And Prithu understood in both the times. He got instruction. Indra didn't get instruction. Prithu got instruction. When Indra was stealing, Brahma came. Indra was there. Prithu heard the instruction. And Prithu Maharaj accepted. Then Supreme Lord, Lord Vishnu came. He gave the instruction, very similar instructions. And then, after hearing those instructions, Prithu Maharaj anyways was completely convinced. Rather, he became merciful. In the previous purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, amazing line. both King Indra and Maharaj Prithu were envious and angry with each other. Great personality, Indra. Huh? And Maharaj Prithu Prabhupada writes, they were envious and angry with each other. Can you imagine? Envy is so fine. It doesn't leave so easily. But since, Prabhupada writes ahead, but since both of them were Vaishnavas or servants of Lord Vishnu, it was their duty to adjust the cause of their envy. This is also a first-class example of cooperative behavior between Vaishnavas. And I'm sure yesterday you would have heard detailed lecture in this. Even though people sometimes become angry and malicious towards one another, because of their being Krishna conscious, such rivalry, competition, and envy can be adjusted without difficulty. So what are the root causes? These are the root causes. Envy, anger, false ego, it leads to Vaishnavas. Big, big obstacles on our path back to God. So that is why these instructions we must read again and again, again and again. Then we understand that why things are happening. And Brahma, Lord Brahma spoke very wonderfully. It will at least pacify us and we will be alarmed not to offend the devotee. And if we read again and again and again, it will gradually sink in our consciousness. So we have to learn this. Read again and again, understand, apply the instructions, become completely convinced, then it's all. No envy, no competition, no false ego. Today or tomorrow we'll go to the back thing. Why couldn't? This is the major problem, whether for Brahmachari, whether for Grahastha. Everyone in the world is afflicted with this disease of envy and false ego. The root cause why we are suffering in this material world is envy and false ego. But King Prithu, his envy was completely eradicated and he was so transformed and he embraced Indra. And that is where Lord Vishnu gives instruction. Now, in this verse is the result of the application of the scriptural injunction. Whatever is given in the scriptures, Srila Prabhupada says, we should be completely convinced of what Krishna is saying is truth. That means whatever is mentioned in Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the other Vedic literature is 100% complete truth. There is no doubt, there should not be any doubt in that. So whatever King Prithu heard, he applied in his life by being merciful. It's very difficult. It's very, very difficult. You have completed 99 Ashwamedh yajnas and you have the capacity and 100 yajnas going on. Even though Lord Prithu would have told Brahma, because when first Brahma came to stop him, he told Prithu, you don't want heaven. Why you want to perform this action? To please the Lord. Lord will be anyway pleased with you. Don't worry. You don't perform. Now, Indra is standing there. Prithu would have given some logic. That my dear Brahma, let me perform and I assure that I don't have any desire. I don't want to become Indra. And Indra would have been pacified. It looks very logical. The Prithu would have thought that, oh my dear brother Indra, don't worry. Even if I perform 100 yajna, I will not take your position because I do not desire that. And Brahma would have told to Indra, you see Indra, he is not behind your position. Draupadi relax, let him complete. And it would, the yoga would have been completed and everyone would have got some Mahaprasad and go back home, do your bhajan. But King Prithu didn't argue, didn't defend, didn't try to justify what he's doing. No logic. Complete surrender to Brahma. And the result was, Supreme Lord personally came to give audience to King Prithu. Even though he didn't complete 100 yajnas, the result of 100 yajnas would have been satisfaction and pleasure of Lord. But because he didn't complete, the Lord was more satisfied. And he personally came to give his audience to King Prithu and all other people in the assembly. So we should do our part and Krishna will take care of his part. Definitely, rest assured. Like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also, many, many places. You know this Damodar Leela, which talks about two fingers. The rope was short, two fingers. Damodar. And acharyas have explained one finger is the endeavor of a devotee. Another finger is the mercy of the Lord. So many times in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. What you do, he's telling the devotees, surrender completely. What I will do, aham tvam sarva papyabhyo moksha ishyami ma sucha. Krishna is saying, you surrender, leave everything, surrender completely unto my lotus feet. What I will do? I will destroy all the fruits of your pap, sinful activities. And do not worry. You do your part, and Krishna is ready to do his part. Then again he says, Tesham satata yuktana bhajatam priti purvakam. You do your part. Tesham satata yuktana bhajatam priti purvakam. Constantly, non-stop, you do my bhajan, lovingly. And what I will do? Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti re. I will take care of my part. And I'll not stop here, don't worry. How will I do? Sometimes devotee may ask, my Lord, how will you do this? Then he says in the next verse, 10.11, Tesham evanu kampatam aham agyana jantam nashyam yaham bhaswata nashyami aham. He's saying, aham, I will destroy, don't worry. Tesham evanu kampatam. Why will you destroy, my Lord? Because evanu kampartham, anukampartham, it is my mercy. Anukampa is mercy of the Lord. Lord becomes so merciful because we are worshipping Lord. Tesham satadetam bhajatam priti purvakam. Lovingly, we are practicing devotional service. Krishna will take care. And how we'll do? Jnana deepena bhasvata. With the torch light of knowledge, I will destroy all the ignorance and darkness in your heart because I'm seated there. Krishna is telling, I'm seated there, I'll destroy you. Then he says, in other words, he says, yoga kshemam mahamyam. Whatever you have, I'll protect. Whatever you lack, I will give. Why? Because you do satatam kirtayanto maam. Ye jana pariupasate. Satatam kirtayanto maam. You just do satatam, constant kirtan. And Krishna saying, I will do my part. So in Bhagavad Gita, there are so many verses where Krishna is saying, you do your part and I will do my part. But unfortunately, it's the greatest misfortune of us that we are not convinced by these statements. Personally, I am not convinced. It takes a lot to become convinced. I may have some faith that Lord is Supreme Lord is Krishna and He is speaking. I have some faith and I am practicing. but I'm not completely convinced. That is not, the Vishwas is not there. There is Shraddha, but not Vishwas. Shraddha, Shraddhe, Vishwase, so Drudhanishchaya, Krishna Bhakti Kaila, Sarva Karma Krita. How many of us believe in this statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Hardly, handful of devotees all around the world. It's the greatest misfortune. Why? Because we have got the greatest treasure, the greatest gift. Prabhupada has given us Krishna. Who can give us Krishna? Prabhupada has given us Krishna. But still we don't have faith. That is why it's the greatest misfortune. Because we got the greatest opportunity. And we can become greatly fortunate. But we are misutilizing. If we can develop, many a time, you know, devotees in ISKCON, they say, oh, Bhagavad Gita is, I've read it, I'm done with it. Oh, are you done with Bhagavad Gita? Really? Prabhupada says, one who will understand one verse of Bhagavad Gita, he'll go back to God. I haven't understood even one verse of Bhagavad Gita, even half or even quarter of a verse of Bhagavad Gita. I haven't understood. I don't know how many of devotees have understood. Even Bhagavad Gita ordinary. Because Srila Prabhupada gave us Krishna and Bhagavad Gita and all other temples and all the systems. Out of his own compassion and mercy, he gave us like this. Okay, take it. We took it. Prabhupada is happy we took it. But we took it very cheaply. We take it for granted. We don't value the diamond we have. This is a story. One guru and one student.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, can you speak little more loud, Prabhu? I think volume is less.
Okay, can you hear now?
Yes, Prabhu, thank you so much.
So there was one sadhu and he had a disciple. So disciple, he served sadhu for years together. 20 years he served. And now is the time when he will graduate from the Gurukul. So, this guru told that, my dear student, I am very much pleased by your service attitude. I will give you the greatest treasure of human life, which will give you perfection. And what is that? And student was very excited. He said, I'll give you after 7 days. And he was like, his excitement is increasing. My guru will give you the greatest treasure. He's pleased with me. He'll give me secret to go back to God. And then after 7 days, the student took bath, came in front of guru, paid obeisances, glorified guru, and sat. And guru said, now I am going to speak the most secret of all the scriptures, and which is the sure shot and the shortest and the quickest method to go back to Krishna, to attain your original form, spiritual form. You will become a Siddha, you will become perfect. And student was very excited, yes, my Lord, give me. And the guru said, listen carefully. This mantra which I am giving you, which will give you perfection of your life, and this mantra is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And the student was so excited, not like us. He was so excited. we become excited at the time of initiation. We get mantra from the bona fide guru. We get excited because we will get a new name, we'll get a new email ID, we'll get new shortcut of our name, and we will get new beads and new bead bag, and we'll get a picture, and our video is being shot. All these external reasons. How many of us actually feel that I'm getting now mantra, which is the sure shot, the quickest method to go back to God? Mahaprabhu's given this mantra, and today, on the day of my initiation, I will receive this mantra from the bona fide spiritual master. I'm so grateful to my guru, to entire parampara, to Sri Sri Panchatattva, to Sri Sri Radha Rasa Bihari. I'm so grateful, I'm so obliged. They're so merciful. I do not deserve, still they are giving me. Let me very carefully chant this mantra. And as per the desire of my guru and guru parampara, let me attain the perfection by their mercy. This is how we should receive mantra. Anyway, somehow we receive mantra. So the student receives mantra and he is so happy. Now he is going home. So when he is going home, he took a rickshaw, cycle rickshaw. In the village, there are cycle rickshaws. And he is sitting and he is thinking, oh my Lord, my Guru has given me such a powerful secret mantra, and I will chant this and go back to God. And he was sitting, and the person, the driver of this rickshaw, he started singing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the student heard. He said, what is this? My guru said, this is most secret mantra. And this rickshawala, this fellow, who is not even educated, who is a shudra, who is not authorized to even chant the Vedic mantra, he is chanting this mantra. Have I got cheated? Did my guru cheat me? And then he is going, thinking, and a few girls are playing. And they are also chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And now he is like completely convinced that, oh, I got cheated. And then he went further ahead. He saw there was one cobbler. And this cobbler is nailing the old shoes, fixing the shoes. And then this cobbler is also chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So student got very much disturbed. He told to the driver, he said, take a U-turn. Let's go back. I will go home later. Let me talk to my guru first. And he comes and he's kind of little agitated also. So he comes to his guru and he says, my dear spiritual master, what mantra are you using? You told the most secret mantra, but I saw this, you know, the driver of this rickshaw, the cobbler and these young village girls. These kids, they are chanting. Everyone is chanting this mantra. So then Guru said, okay, don't worry. Now he could have easily explained, but he wanted to teach. So then Guru brought Shaligram Shila from his altar and he gave to student. He asked him, what is this? He said, my Lord, this is Shaligram, Lord Narayan himself. Shaligram is non-different from Krishna. Okay. Now you go to these three people, the cobbler and the rickshawala and this young girl is playing, and ask them, if I give you this Shaligram, what will you do? So he went to this rickshaw driver and he said, this is Shaligram Shila and I will give it to you. What will you do with Shaligram Shila? So this rickshaw driver said, you know, because it's not an electronic vehicle, there is no horn, and sometimes there is traffic and I have to tell people, move, move, move. If you go to Vrindavan, you will see Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, the rickshaw wallahs. They will keep telling Radhe Radhe. Anyone who is going to Vrindavan has seen that. So he thought, if you give me this, he told this driver, Riksha. He said, if you give me the Shaligram Shila, I will keep it and I will hit on the handle, make it sound, because it's steel, and I will make the sound and people will. And the student said, he said, you foolish person, if Shaligram is not different from Krishna, then you will make a horn out of it? It's just a stupid, crazy thing. Then he goes to cobbler. He says, I'll give you the Shaligram, what will you do? The cobbler said that sometimes I have to fix the shoes and my hammer sometimes doesn't work. So this stone looks good, I will use it to put the fix the shoes, to put the nail. I was surprised. Hey, such an offender, he will use Shaligram Shila to fix the shoes. Actually, there is one great devotee. There was a great devotee sometime back in Jagannathpur who had Shaligram Shila. And he was a cobbler. And he will actually hit the nail in the shoes with Shaligram Shila. And some pujaris and pandas, they became very offended and they took the Shaligram Shila. Jagannath came in the dream of the king. He said, punish these pandas, these people. So that cobbler is my pure devotee. I like when he sings bhajans, even if he is using me as a stone, no problem. So that's the exceptional case. And then he went to these young girls. He said, if I give you this Shaligram, what will you do? These young girls were playing with stones. You know these girls, they draw something on the ground. On one leg, they raise their one leg and they just play, jump and hop here and there. And hit the stone. They said, we'll play with it. So then he came to Guru, he said, my dear Gurudev, these people do not know what is Shaligram. They know what is Shaligram, but they think it's an ordinary stone. So his Guru told him, this is exactly same, even though they are chanting the mantra, but they do not understand the glories of this mantra. They will get benefit, but they will not go back to God, because they do not understand the quality, the glories, the preciousness of this mantra. And that's why I said it's secret. Similarly, we have got Bhagavad Gita, we have got mantra, we have got Krishna. Everything is open secret. Someone asked me, you people say that Bhagavad Gita is a secret knowledge. Even Krishna is telling. I say, I am not saying, Krishna is telling. Guhyatam, Guhyatamam, Guhyatara. So many times, Guhya, 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 he has used this word. Oh, Arjuna, I am telling you the most secret of all the knowledge in 7th chapter. Again in 9th chapter, whatever I have told you, I am telling you more secret than that. Even in 10th chapter, he says, whatever I have told you, now I will tell you something more. Krishna is telling, I'm telling you the best, and still goes to the best, still goes to the best. Then in 18th chapter he says, now I'll give you best, and best of the best knowledge. So many times when he uses the word guhya, which means secret. So one person asked me, Krishna is telling secret, but you people are distributing Gita, no? Like everywhere in the market. So where is this secret now? I said, yes, Bhagavad Gita is an open secret. What do you mean by that? I said, you go to market, you find the medical book. You read the medical book. Can you become a doctor by reading a medical book? No, you cannot become a doctor. So, the medical knowledge is there, it's open. But because you cannot become a doctor just by reading, that is secret. The Bhagavad Gita is there, but the secret is locked. And who will unlock that secret? That is Guru. And why and how will he unlock? When we will serve. When we take up this process seriously, with faith. Faith is the first step of bhakti. Ado shraddha. So when we have faith, practice Krishna consciousness with faith, then Krishna will give the result. I mean, we are running short of time. We can speak so much on this topic. And that's why in this verse, see what is happening. The translation, I'll read it. King Prithu abundantly worshipped the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality. He worshipped abundantly. He worshipped thoroughly. And who was? The Supreme Lord was merciful to him. While worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord, Prithu Maharaj gradually increased his access in devotional service. How? It didn't happen automatically. When you worship the lotus feet of Lord, the Lord gives you mercy. When Damodar saw that mother is tired, thoroughly tired, she's sweating. Yashoda has a heavy body. And she's not young. It's not that Krishna is 3 years old, so Yashoda should be like 20 years old if she got married early, because that time 16 she became mother. No. Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mata, they were very, very old. And they almost lost the hope of having child. That is where Krishna appeared. So she was old. She is a heavy body. Krishna saw she is so much perspiring, sweating, tired, breathing heavily. He made her run like anything. The Leela started, the running started early morning. Because immediately Krishna wakes up early morning, not at sunrise, but a little later. And from there he broke the pot and he started running. And he said the acharyas that it was afternoon when Krishna was bound. That means a few hours Krishna made Yashoda run. Now imagine some lady with heavy body running all over, and because that was a festival day, she was wearing the silk dress. Silk is pure for deity worship. Silk is the purest. So she was wearing silk dress. It was heavy and jewelry, and she has to run. Imagine how much effort. And then, when she was tying, Krishna was crying, she was tying. Not tying, she was actually trying to tie. So Krishna, it is said when Krishna saw finally that how much my mother is putting effort to serve me. So it is said the queen of all the energies of the Lord. Lord has many energies, there are main 16 energies. And out of all, the queen of all energies, the mother of all energies is called compassion. That queen appeared in the heart of Krishna. And all other energies which were stopping Mother Yashoda to bind Krishna, they all went on the backstage. The compassion took place in the front. And this compassion is only Srimati Radharani. Haladani for pleasure potential. So compassion comes from there. So when Lord saw, he became so much compassionate. And then he agreed to be bound by Mother Yashoda. So it may appear that Mother Yashoda is trying, and finally she bound. No, it is the will of the Lord which made that happen. So while worshipping the lotus feet of Lord, it is said Prithu Maharaj gradually increased his ecstasy. But there is something in between which is not written, so you have to read between the lines. That's where Acharya's commentary comes into picture. So what is that? Prithu Maharaj is serving. How? Abundantly. Faithful, complete surrender, serving. Lord was pleased, and then Lord is pleased by the will of the Lord. Lord is showering His mercy on Prithu, and that is increasing the ecstasy of Prithu Maharaj. So all the qualities which a devotee aspires to have, we should never try for developing the quality. Because you cannot develop a quality. You cannot become humble. You cannot develop these qualities of humility and tolerance. It is the outcome of mercy of Guru and Gauranga. Nowhere Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said, yes, you should try. You should be humble. You should deal carefully. That's okay. But then the deep that humility, that tolerance and other qualities will only come when we get mercy of Guru and mercy of Krishna. So we keep serving, the result. This verse is very important because this verse is talking about the result of our bhakti. And what is the result of bhakti? More bhakti. Because his ecstasy is increased, so now he'll perform more bhakti. And that is what Prabhupada writes. These astasatvic vikar are never to be imitated. But when a devotee actually becomes perfect, these symptoms are visible on his body. You see, devotee is not trying for these symptoms. Devotee is only trying to please Guru and Krishna, and when he becomes perfect in pleasing Krishna and Guru, these symptoms are visible on his body. And immediately Prabhupada says, the Lord is Bhaktivatsal, which means that he is inclined toward his pure devotee. Therefore, the transcendental ecstatic transaction with the Lord and his devotee is never like the activity. So because of his Bhaktivatsal quality, because Lord is so merciful towards the devotee, he, out of his own sweet will, gives mercy to devotees. And then this Ashtasattvic Vikar and humility and tolerance, Amani Namana Dena, all these appear by serving Krishna. It's the result, it is not action, it is the reaction, it is the result of our action which is coming. So if you want to become pure devotee, just serve another pure devotee. So serve Krishna under the guidance of pure devotee. And the result will be, they will bless you. Guru will smile on you, Krishna will smile on you, and then you will achieve the perfection of life, Krishna prema. That is the result. So we shall stop here, because I'm sure there will be questions. And yeah, discussion is good. Now we should discuss something. I don't want to speak more. Great, vast topic. This verse is very vast. So what we'll do now, we request devotees, if they want to add something, they want to comment, they can comment. If they want to ask some question, they can, and please bless me so that I can try to answer your question. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for such a beautiful class. Is there anybody having any questions for Prabhuji? Please go ahead and ask.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dhanvat Pranam, all the Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you Prabhu for this wonderful class. I had a query Prabhu, like when we say that Krishna's blessings come in disguise. And at that time...
Can you speak louder, Mataji?
Yeah, like when we say that Krishna's blessings can come in some disguise, like we at that very moment we do not understand that it is his blessing. So, like, that exact time when things are going wrong, but how do we get that mental state that, no, this is still good for me? We know that somewhere it might be good, but it becomes hard to understand in that particular situation.
I think at the start of my lecture, I gave the answer of your question that when we read this instruction, you read Bhagavad Gita Bhagavatam, but read this instruction by the Brahma and by Supreme Lord, read again and again, again and again, again and again, and then you will be able to see the ups and downs in your life are actually mercy. That's what I said. You have to read, because the problem is that we don't read sufficiently. So when the time comes and the situation comes, Maya is hitting on us, then our intelligence becomes dull. Our intelligence to be sharp. Like a student, he prepares for exam. Then he goes and there is the panel of, like he's preparing for university exam. He prepared all through the year. And then the panel of teachers, 2-3 teachers are sitting. And they are shooting so many questions. And he's able to reply everyone. Why? Because he is prepared. He has read. Someone student who is not prepared, if one question comes, then he'll mumble. He cannot speak because he does not know. So when Maya will come, when mind will cheat us, we will not know because we are not read enough. Our intelligence is dull. And by reading these books and hearing Prabhupada's lectures, and that's why again and again I have told, please read Prabhupada's books, please hear Prabhupada's lectures. You hear other lectures, no problem. But the problem is, many devotees I have asked them, they don't hear Prabhupada's lectures. Hear Prabhupada's lecture, read Prabhupada's book, your intelligence becomes sharp because Kali Yuga, everyone's intelligence is dull. So when intelligence becomes sharp and Maya will try to capture, you know that Maya is trying to capture and you will be able to protect yourself. Otherwise, impossible. You can never understand what is happening in our life. We need intelligence. And definitely by reading and hearing, you will get mercy of Srila Prabhupada, you get mercy of your own Guru, you get mercy of entire Guru Parampara. They will protect you. So that is needed.
Thank you, Baba. Hare Krishna.
Anything else?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Gangad Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sadhguru Dev Ki Jai. I want to add one more point, that when more and more difficulties came in our life, we have to surrender Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani, completely depends upon Him, because our mind is not working, like my mom is in ICU at present. But when we see the other people are passing from so many difficulties, once in a week, we have to visit in a hospital so that we can chant our Ram very attentively, that how much Vaishnava are suffering. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, and Rat Pranam, Shri Prabhupada, Shri Prabhupada, Shri Prabhupada, Shri
Prabhupada. Thank you. Anything else or we stop here?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very nice lectures. Your lectures are very practical and very easy to follow examples and also to the point. So question is, Vritrasura and Chitraketu offend, I mean, Prabhupada says that he actually did not commit an offense, but he laughed for what reason? And then what was Lord Shiva's response? And if he hadn't committed an offense, how come he is subjected to the curse of Mother Parvati?
See, it's a teaching to us. Because Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that, yes, he shouldn't have laughed because that's a kind of offense. Lord Shiva, he understood the situation. He is a Param Vaishnava. He did not react on these things. But see, any offense coming on us personally, we should not react. We should accept it. But other devotees will not accept. So Shiva is husband and master of Parvati. Parvati cannot accept anyone making joke of my master. If someone is insulting our spiritual master, we should not be tolerant. We should give him back, definitely. So what Parvati did was perfect. What Shiva did was perfect. What Chitraketu did, that may not be, but it was jokingly, but it was not appropriate, even Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says. And most important, don't get into the Leela details, see the teachings details. This is for us to learn that how, even if you have audience of Lord Vishnu, even if Lord Vishnu is talking to you, please do not think that you can offend the devotee. That is the teaching. Catch the teaching part more from scriptures rather than Leela part. The Leela sometimes can be bewildering. But teachings, yes, we can teach. We can learn the teaching.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji. So the point is, even though the intention was not there, but it was not appropriate for him to laugh even in a joking manner.
Yes.
And so even that, could lead us back to the demoniac life. So I think we have to be that careful.
Definitely we have to be extremely careful. I told you, there's no offense. Any other question?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanat Pranam, and Glory Krishna Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the beautiful class. Prabhuji, you are telling all the quality, tolerance, humility, everything comes when we...
Mataji, can you speak a little louder? I cannot hear you.
Okay. When we try to follow our pure devotee or spiritual master, everything automatically comes. Means we don't need to artificially try to develop all these things by some qualities. But till the time we don't develop that thing, we will pretend, because I heard so many times, if you are not enthusiasm to do devotional service, act as an enthusiasm. Means how we, when we have not developed the humility, all these things, should we act as we are humble or like that?
You may act humbly, but that will not sustain. You should act respectfully rather. I would say, act respectfully, because humility is not coming from within. So you be respectful with devotees. In that way, what will happen? You will not offend devotees. Be respectful. It will not force you to offend devotee. And keep chanting and hearing. Keep chanting. Prabhupada says, chant and hear, chant and hear, chant and hear. So this mantra, let these mantras go inside our heart, and gradually the natural humility of the soul will manifest in your personality. Is that clear?
Yes, Prabhu. Just when we don't have enthusiasm, we act just like an enthusiasm.
So I understand. You are saying that if we don't have enthusiasm, we should act enthusiastically. This is what Srila Prabhupada said. If you don't have humility, you should act humbly. But I am saying it will not sustain, because that is false humility. It will frustrate you and it will appear that it is false. So what you should do, you should be respectful with devotees. Respectful is also a first stage of humility. You are giving respect to everyone, you are respectful with everyone. That also means that you are becoming humble. You are humble. Is that?
Yes, that will be that. Thank you for that.
Hare Krishna, is there anybody having any more questions for Prabhuji? Thank you once again, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class and very nice question answer session. If there are no more questions for Prabhuji, we would like to end the call here by offering obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpataro bhyasya patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Please, Kresh Chakravarti Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.